Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Gaza Strip in Israel. The Islamic terror organization Hamas is behind the tearing down of the historic statues in America. That's the headline. In one moment, talk show host Gary Dull will join me with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
History is key, is it not? Don't we need to know our history so we know how to live properly in the future?
Well, Jimmy, we absolutely do. And, you know, these folks who are saying that we need to tear down these monuments, almost every day now we find that one particular city is taking down this monument or that monument. And there are even those, Jimmy, who want to take down the Jefferson Memorial or the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. History teaches us how to right our wrongs. The monuments that people are tearing down serve as a reminder to us of some of our dark days of history in the United States of America, and we can learn from those things. We need to understand, Jimmy, that some of these people whose monuments they want to take down were individuals who were involved in writing the Declaration of Independence, or at least signing it, who were a part of the construction of the United States Constitution, who were founding fathers of our land. One of the things that we have found out in recent days is that there is an Islamic influence behind this. ACAIR, which is the Council of American Islamic Relations, and Hamas seems to be behind some of this movement of actually destroying these monuments. And I see that, Jimmy, as a part of the Islamic intent to take over the world, yea, indeed here, to take over the United States of America. But somehow we are missing this truth. And it's concerning to me that we are missing this truth.
Talk show host Gary Dull with this report, which includes information about the Palestinian terror group Hamas behind the destruction of historic statues in America. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. There is a national debate in America right now as to whether we should destroy many historic statues. That subject is not our discussion on this report today. Our intention is to inform you of some of the players behind this potential move. Hamas is a part of the Islamic radicals that want to not only control America, but the entire world. They are key in the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, in particular pertaining to the Palestinian people. A prophetic significance can be found in Malachi chapter 1, Ezekiel 35, and the little book of Obadiah. The Palestinian people today are the Edomites of biblical times. The Lord says that He will destroy the Palestinian people as if they had never been a people. That prophecy is set to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...